we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, some cool stuff today. Sad stuff. On one hand, Mike, an Australian tabloid, says that Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth have called off their wedding.
It's too bad.
Yeah, well, she's apparently not ready to get married or have babies. And he is. And this has been a problem. Like, his family and friends have not been thrilled about them being together.
Mm-hmm.
I act like I know them. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, so family had been kind of, you know, begging him to see the light. And, but he, like, you know, he was in love with Miley. But now they say he feels like an idiot. Well, if you know what? Relationships end. Liam, if you need to talk, I am here. You are so cute.
Join the club.
Yeah. Hello. Talk to Mike O'Brien about relationships ending.
Please.
Good God. Hey, the top five on the list of best classic rock albums to own on vinyl. This is really cool. Number one, Back in Black, AC/DC.
Mm-hmm.
Paranoid, Black Sabbath. Live and Dangerous, Thin Lizzy. This is number three. This is to own on vinyl.
Okay.
Number four, Sticky Fingers, Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
And number five, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
I think the Rolling Stones
cool
cover,
albums.
Just from the cover alone, the album.
Oh, yes.
With the zipper.
I have that.
That's
have
the one
that.
With the zipper,
yep.
Right?
And I have the one with the zipper, which they quit making after a while. They quit putting out.
That's a nice list.
It's a really nice list. Some of the other ones on there, Hysteria, Def Leppard, Rumors, Fleetwood Mac. Those, you should have those. On vinyl, if you have a vinyl collection, especially Fleetwood Mac's Rumors, you should. And people, listen up. We've talked about it a lot on this show. Bruce Springsteen's Broadway show, Springsteen on Broadway, that will be taped and it will be shown on Netflix December 15th.
Awesome.
I know. I actually really want to see that. You know, I've told you that people have said this show has been life-changing. Life-changing. So finally, you will be able to see that. On December 15th, Netflix.
You would have to think that sooner, probably later, it would make its way to the Smith Center.
I hope so. I sure hope so.
Myron?
I think so. I know. I was just going to say, we got to call
Myron. I'm sure he's working
Myron.
On it already.
I would love to talk to him about that. You know what? I'm going to put those calls out because I just want to see if there is, you know, rumor or if they put their little feelers out there. So if you can't see it in person, December 15th, mark your calendar, Netflix. You will see it on there. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.